Welcome to another episode of Album for the Day with John E. and Jay.
Season 12 on Album for the Day. Rather than focus on an album specifically, we focus on the artists involved in Bonnaroo, which is the largest outdoor festival in North America and has been since it was founded in 2002. So happy 20th birthday, Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
We're coming for you this month.
Yeah, Bonnaroo has always been one of those festivals. They started off kind of in the jam band scene, but have evolved over the years to be very open to many different genres. Very diverse, great festival. So if there's any type of music, they've got something for you.
Something. And you'll be tired, but you'll still be like, man, I'm already here. I may as well go.
Exactly.
And don't miss the super jam.
Oh, yeah.
Don't miss the silent disco.
Oh, yeah. There's so many great acts and artists that play that move from stage to stage that it's such a great festival, such a great experience.
Great time to spend with your friends, away from everything else. It's almost like its own other country.
Yeah. June 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th this year. Definitely check out Bonnaroo.
Manchester, Tennessee.
There it is.
Bonnaroo artist for the day, May the 1st, is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Straight out of Melbourne. What a delight that was to say.
Yeah, it's such a great name for a band. Oh, I love it.
And we'd like to say that 7 years ago today, they released Quarters! There's an exclamation point.
There is an exclamation. Most of the things they do are an exclamation point.
Yeah, you would think it would go without saying. Yeah. But, you know, when you add it and it goes without saying, that's more like three of them.
These guys are like, it's kind of like a garage band. A very, very creative and very, very experimental garage band that plays like acid rock and prog rock and indie. But then, like,
I want to do a thrash metal.
All of a sudden, it's like, you know what, guys? We hadn't done thrash metal in a while.
I want to do a microtonal experiment album.
Yeah. And people are eating it up.
Let's do jazz improv.
Yeah. It's very, they're all over the map. The album that I gravitated towards was called Oddments. Very surreal kind of album. These guys literally recorded 5 albums in a single year. 5.
They apparently promised everyone that in 2017 they would release five albums.
And they did. Like, and they're all pretty decent. You know,
Flying Microtonal Banana was the experiment with microtonality in February. The 3-chapter sci-fi heavy metal epic Murder of the Universe came out in June. Sketches of Brunswick East, an improvised jazz collab with Mild High Club. That's MILD. In August. Oh, you want to try and say that?
Polygondwanaland.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got kids, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I knew that was a good start for you. That came out in released into the public domain in November, and Gumboot Soup in December.
Yeah, it's one
hell
of those
a year, guys.
It's a hell.
Wasn't even a pandemic, and you were like, I gotta put out material.
Sneaking 5 albums in. And you know, it's one of those things where you never know what you're going to get with this band. And so you may as well consume all of it because, you know, you don't know. And if you don't like it, there's certainly something else for you to consume. And the great part about this band as well is they have a live show where they come out and they put all of these things together for you in like a rock opera type thing where it's just like you could literally move from jazz fusion to death metal in a 2-minute period. It's going to be amazing at Bonnaroo.
I feel like Kevin Bacon's in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to be a really great show. And they've even released several live albums. So if you want to hear what they sound like live, you have the opportunity to listen to it before you check them out at Bonnaroo.
And just a few days ago, the band released their 20th studio album, Omnium Gatherum.
That's so crazy.
And it's got kind of a renaissance-y...
And they had Butterfly 3001, like, not Butterfly 3000, Butterfly 3001. I mean, it's like they have albums just flying.
Now, let's go back, though, to Omnium Gatherum. There's a whole story about how they ended up with this album, and it involves them hanging out with Tropical F-Word Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like the name, mm-hmm. but this wasn't the first project that they did together. They recorded some stuff together on an EP called Satanic Slumber Party.
That was so weird.
And just all kinds of great stuff. And, you know, I mean, you got to think about, you know, if this is who I am, who could I be friends with? And, you know, it sounds like a match made in heaven to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd call it a Satanic Slumber Party, but...
It's very odd. It's a weird name. It's a weird album. It's a very weird... Or EP, I guess. It's very... All of it is weird, and somehow they're like... Just go. They're doing it. They know what they're doing. They're experimenting, and they're having a great time doing it, and you can't hold anything against them.
No, and I think that, you know, when you think back to all of the unique stuff that we've gotten from Australia over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just do one hand's worth, okay? I got Men at Work.
Mm-hmm.
I got Silverchair.
Mm-hmm.
I got Kylie Minogue.
Mm-hmm.
I got these guys and Tropical F Storm.
You didn't even go into the AC/DC.
I didn't have to, because that's just broad right there, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be a good show at Bonnaroo for sure. And they have enough material that you could spend an entire day just going through their stuff and picking and choosing what you hope they play at Bonnaroo. Certainly,
yeah, I think
check
time
out.
Time wise, you might have to invest a week to really dig that deep.
Yeah, oh, definitely. But Bonnaroo artist for the day is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Be sure to check them out. Give us a follow, subscribe wherever you listen, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at @album4theday. If you have any requests, shoot us an email at album4theday@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you and the Satanic Slumber Party tomorrow.
Your Highness, announcing to the court. Coming in today, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
After starting the podcast, you can search for the album, use the three dots, and hit add to queue. Now the album will start as soon as the episode ends. Woohoo!